Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
17538.
Thank you.
Hello.
And could I please have your first and last name?
1700 Collins Drive, Mandeville, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir. I would need your first and last name.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you provide me with your first and last name?
Jack. First name, Jack.
Mm-hmm. And your last name?
Kiviat. K-I-V-I-A-T.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
My what?
Your mailing address.
1700 McFarlane Drive, Landisville, Pennsylvania, 17538.
Thank you for that. I do see here on January 17th, you paid the shipping, which was $649 and $748. It was for the Vegramax and also the NO2 pump that helps to increase your strength and stamina, but it did start a 14-day trial. After the 14 days, you were charged the full amount for the two products that was ordered.
Well, first of all, why was I charged the full amount? You never published the price on your email. That's my first question. Second of all, you sent me two different bottles.
Right, yes, sir. So one was the Invegramax, and the other one was the N2O pump. So if you remember when that order was placed, there was a checkbox that asked if you were 18 and older. That same box was the one that stated about the 14-day trial and that you would be charged the full amount of that product after the 14 days.
I don't remember seeing that. But you never published your price of what this is, and this is $89 a bottle, which I never would have bought because it's way overpriced. So you tell me what I should do. Should I stop payment, or should I send you back the two bottles?
We do not have a return on that product. Once you receive it, it is yours. But I can do a 35% discount for you, so it's at a discounted price instead of the full amount.
You want to give me 35% off that?
Yes, sir, and that's for all of your future purchases.
Well, number one, am I obligated to make future purchases?
Hello? I could also do a 50% discount for you as well.
Okay. But now I don't have to make any more purchases from you. This is it, right? Unless I decide to purchase more.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. But I could also do a 75% discount for you as well.
Now you could do 75%.
Yes, sir. That'll take the full amount of the product to $23.73.
Okay. How do I get the credit for it?
Well, it's not going to be a credit. That's for all of your future purchases.
No, I don't want to. I don't know if this is going to be any good. I don't know if I want it anymore. But my point is that when you, in your original email for this, you never published the price of what this would cost. And then now that I get billed for it, I see that it costs $89 for one and $88 for the other one. I never would have bought it at that price. There's only 30 capsules in a bottle.
Right, but
that's $2.50 a capsule.
You would have had to read the terms and conditions in order to see the charge. And so when the checkbox came that asked if you were 18 and older, that was the same box that stated about the charge.
It didn't say anything about the charge. Now what do I do? Do I call MasterCard and stop them paying you or what?
Okay. Well, even if you dispute it, sir, it is still a valid charge. And so they're basically going to give you a temporary credit while researching, and then after the research, the temporary credit will be taken back due to this being a valid charge and due to you agreeing to those terms and conditions. But since I do understand that you were not aware of those terms and conditions, I can do a 35% refund for you.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
But do it on what I of the two of what I just purchased, and give
right.
me the discount on that. Then if it works, I'll buy more. So how do I get that 75% discount now?
No, sir, it's a 35% refund, but the 75% discount, that's going to be off of all of your future purchases.
Well, I don't know if I want to buy anymore. I'm just not satisfied with what I got because of the price. I didn't know you never published what this is going to cost, which is illegal advertising, because the price was never in your email.
But with a 75% discount, sir, it'll no longer be the 87.99. It'll be $23.73.
On what I bought right now.
For your future purchases. So
wait a minute. You're not listening to me, young lady. I don't know if I'm going to buy anymore. What I'm dissatisfied with is the two bottles you just sent me at $89 a piece.
Right.
That's what I'm not satisfied with.
Right. And so I did offer a 35% refund for you out of those two charges.
Okay. How do I get that?
It's going to go back to the card.
So you're going to put a 35% discount in all of that back on MasterCard. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So instead of $90, it's going to cost me about $55 or $60. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Let's do that, and then tell me, why did they send two different kinds?
Because it's a pair, so they come together. One helps to increase your strength and stamina. The other one helps to increase your blood flow.
So what do you take, two of each every day?
Well, let me see, because I think it's just one of each. Let me make sure here.
See, there's no instructions with it either.
Let me... Okay, well, let me check into that for you, because I wouldn't want to give you any wrong information.
Okay.
Bear with me one quick moment.
Hello.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Yes.
I'm still here with you, checking into that for you.
Pardon?
I was saying I'm still here with you, checking into that for you.
Okay. Why don't they send instructions with this? I mean, the whole thing sounds fishy to me.
Well, did you read the bottle?
Yeah. It says take two a day. These bottles says take two a day, which means I got to take four a day. Is that correct?
Well, I'm checking into that now because I do know that you do take two of the Invegramax, but I'm not sure if you would take two of the N2O.
So why did they send it?
The NO2, because I believe that is just one a day. But I'm checking into that just to make sure that is correct.
I'm sorry, I'm not following you. I'm supposed to take the Vigamax two a day.
Right.
And what about the other one, the NO2? What's that for?
Okay, so that helps to increase your blood flow. I'm going to check to see if you take that one two times a day. That's what I'm making sure of now.
Okay.
And let me see. And... Okay, I'm checking into that for you now. Thank you for being patient.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'm doing those refunds for you, so that'll be in the account. Again, no more than 3 to 5 business days. And I'm still checking into those instructions on the NO2. Okay, so the NO2, that is 2 times a day as well.
So it's 4.
Right.
This whole thing is crazy to me. I mean, I got to take 4 of these capsules a day.
Yes, sir.
You see, your email never explains this. I mean, we're buying this in the dark. We don't know what the price is. That's wrong. That's very wrong. Plus, we get no instructions with it.
Also, sir, you would take it with an 8-ounce glass of water.
Pardon? I didn't get that.
You would take it with an 8-ounce glass of water.
Yeah.
So when you take, so it's basically you take 2 in the morning and then 2 before dinner. So 2 before breakfast, 2 before dinner. 30 minutes before. So 30 minutes before breakfast, 30 minutes before dinner.
Why don't they send instructions out on this? I don't understand. Why? I mean, if I didn't call, I wouldn't know what to do. Why don't they send instructions?
I'm not
sure. The Bible tells you nothing except 2 a day. That's wrong.
Right. So we do not send it out, unfortunately.
Why? How is anybody supposed to know what to do if you don't send that instructions?
Oh, no, sir. I was saying that we do not send the product out to you. I'm here at the call center. So I'm not sure. I can't really say why instructions don't come with it.
Well, what if I never opened the bottles? What if I don't want the product?
Well, we do not have a return on it, unfortunately.
Oh, well, if it's not payment on a credit card, I could do that. I don't want to. But I'm not satisfied with this whole thing. Something doesn't sound right to me. You never published the price. You said not no instructions. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your doing. I understand that. But something's wrong. Now you tell me what I could do.
Well, we do not have a return on the product, sir, so I'm not exactly sure what
you don't have a return.
No, sir, we don't. So I'm not really sure what you were wanting to do as far as that. But as far as the 35% refund, I did go ahead and do that for you.
Okay.
And so instead of the $87.99 and the $89.85, it is $57.19. And also the $89.85, that is $58.40.
And you're gonna put this through on my MasterCard, is that correct?
Yes, sir, in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. How many days?
3 to 5.
Okay. Too bad, you know. You people are advertising under false pretenses. You really are. And what I should do is get the Better Business Bureau out after you. But it's wrong. You don't send out instructions. You don't publish the price. And then if you call, you get a discount. That's wrong. So take me off your mailing list. I don't want to be on your mailing list. I'm not too sure how good things are going to work. We'll see.
And so I could also do a 50% refund for you. So that'll be $44.93 out of both of those charges.
Okay. So I'll get 50%, right?
Yes, sir.
So it'll be $44.93 about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I bought it. I'll settle for that.
Okay. And was there anything else that I could look into?
No, that's all right now. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.